The early hours of federal and provincial elections in Nepal, and a steady trickle of voters casting their ballots at polling stations across Kathmandu. It's the second time Nepalese voted under a constitution approved in 2015. This time, thousands of candidates are taking part, a significant number not allied with major coalitions.
Independent candidates have been doing well. It's time to give the youth a chance.
Anybody can run as a candidate, but because it's a party system, people have party affiliations, so the parties will win big.
No party that's won elections in Nepal has finished its five-year term due to power struggles. The incumbent Prime Minister, Shir Bahadur Duba, has been in the post five times. His main rival, KP Sharma Oli, three. And both are running again for the top post.
It's shaping up to be a two-horse race between the ruling Nepali Congress and the main opposition party, United Marxist-Leninist. Both have held power in the past decade and a half or so and are making the same old promises.
Nepal's economy is struggling to recover after inflation reached nearly 9%. The pandemic exposed flaws in its public health care system, and basic services are still inaccessible to many in rural areas. Analysts say this partly explains a surprise victory for newcomers in local polls in May.
It was unthought of that the independent voting bloc would influence the proportional representation because they would not have the nationwide influence. But what has happened, you know, the influence of these newcomers are on urban space where you have a more population these days.
So while the major parties may be assured of directly elected seats under the proportional representation system, 110 may swing to independents.
Party which has fielded more candidate would definitely get more number if everything goes well. So Nepali Congress-led coalition is likely to have more seats, but I still have a doubt that they will be single-handedly able to form the government.
Social media and urbanization may have changed the landscape of Nepalese politics, but most voters are hoping that whoever gets the majority will have their best interests at heart. Barn Below, Al Jazeera, Kathmandu.